This is Apollo Control at 9 hours, 27 minutes. Apollo 14 now 46,539 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 8,544 feet per second. We're still awaiting the arrival of a list of questions and procedures from the engineering support room. These questions will be passed up to the crew, asked of the Apollo 14 crew, and used in part as a basis for a decision as to whether or not to ask the crew to remove the probe and drogue assembly from the docking tunnel of the command module.
Go ahead, 14.
Regarding the probe, I don't think we mind taking it out tonight, discussing it with you, letting you look at it, and then leaving it out for the night.
Okay, 14, we copy, and as I mentioned earlier, we haven't really gotten all the inputs yet on what we want to do, whether we'd like to do this tonight or whether we might want to wait until tomorrow, but I'll get back to you as soon as we have, and we'll incorporate your feelings into the decision down here and send them back to you. And did you copy on my flight plan update? We'd like to get the primary evaporator deactivated whenever it's convenient with you all.
Okay, it has been deactivated.
Okay, thank you.
That last remark came from Al Shepard. Shepard stated that the crew would not mind removing the probe and drogue assembly tonight, but they would prefer not to have to reinstall it tonight before beginning their sleep period. And as you heard, Capcom Bruce McCandless advised the crew that a decision has not as yet been made as to whether or not the crew will be asked to remove the drogue and probe assembly. Discussions are going on at this moment around the flight director's console, and we're still awaiting the engineering data, which will also serve in part in making that decision. At 9 hours, 30 minutes, this is Apollo Control continuing to stand by.